I am sick and tired of fighting.
Give us
15 minutes, I get headaches, I get migraines.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of fighting. Yeah. So if the only thing you want me to do is to do everything for you, I'm going to say, sorry, dude, I'm not interested.
Yeah, but I'll accomplish it.
But
I'll accomplish it. You'll have your own life. Once I load you, give you whatever I want.
Can you do that?
Okay, how about sell me 5 acres of your land? I'll alloadiate and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we have a lot of reliance on the We have a lot of reliance on
the one problem I see with that,
you're,
that I have to split up my
land. You really get a farm going.
Right, for me, the cost thing
I'll sign a private contract between me and you that's still clauses you on that property.
Okay,
that way,
saying,
if you do get kicked out of your own property, you're still going to be able to move
market,
in with me.
With produce from our place, you know, I can
yeah,
come in and
but
do like
I
one
don't
weekend,
want,
do another, like, you
that's
know,
what
six
I
or something,
with
or, you know.
I'm
actually thinking of eventually
the
farm to get
right,
I already have
which I
after,
well, it's gonna
the after after they're not the official Mexico farmers market
that
come to us. So we can still have our favorite merchants
right
too. We just special orders for
the
merchant pieces for us, and we have,
you know, so that you have to abide by the law
from
of
my
the
city,
land.
So
beaver comes in first because they supply
so
water and this is the dam.
I already have a bunch of reserves. I can cover the
our
cost
ethic,
of buying the
team. And I get to know you better, and
I'll
you get to know
it.
Me better.
Our
ethics both
that,
won't
you know, stand I'm trying to find buyers,
and won't need a contract
think,
to be like,
you know,
okay, this land belongs
you know,
to the beaver. Thing
the
is, right now it belongs
to a
corporation.
A
we need to find a way to get it out of the hands of the corporation, because that corporation doesn't give a damn about the beaver. Until you get in the oil, you can't do nothing about it.
Today is for me right now. I'm thinking a lot.
A corporation is a legal right.
You can only plant. If you don't plant, you lose the whole season and the whole summer. Basically, you have to succeed this summer.
As soon as you put corporation on it, it falls under legislation.
Yeah.
What you can have, though, okay, is your allodial title. You can associate the corporation with the title. If something happens with the fucking corporate thing, with the corporation, you walk away and be like, here, take the corporation. I don't give a fuck about it.
But I allodiated in my land.
Exactly. That belongs to your
so how do we, how do we do that? What's the piece of paper at?
The many pieces of paper.
L'autre côté, c'est pour changer la donne, dynamique, etc.
Oui.
Le côté dynamique de ce que peut-être que vous recherchez, vous autres en ce moment, ouais, nous attendons dans la vie, je ne sais même pas ce que vous faites, etc. Pour voir, tu sais, à quelque part, parce qu'en ce moment, ce que je peux te comprendre, c'est que oui, il y a des connaissances à partager, il y a peut-être même du territoire à partager. Donc, est-ce que, par exemple, au lieu de juste soutenir, parce que ça, on voit qu'on est capable de soutenir, c'est bien, parce que quand on ne peut pas soutenir, ça. Parce que c'est un balancement de pouvoir. Et puis, donc, vous allez voir, nous, qu'est-ce que c'est. Donc, c'est ça. Bon, c'est une tune d'il y a, puis on s'en va de ça bien. Donc, c'est bon, c'est pas du canon, moi, je casse mon frère. Mais, tu sais, comme côté valeur, principe de vie, peut-être même expérience que vous avez
appris
que vous
ne
voulez pas refaire.
Ouais, ouais, we got screwed over by a bunch of friends. That's how we lost our land. We got fucked over by best friends.
Basically, we were going to buy land, and right as we were buying land, we discovered Rob's concept.
Yeah.
And then that totally opened our eyes on life, and we went, oh, we're going to buy this land, we might not want to register it right away, and blah, 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 blah. Holy fuck. Stop. We ripped up that contract, because coming out mad, the people we were going to buy the land with, it was all these rules and regulations.
You're part of an association. You probably know him if you're in the business. Is that father? They own pretty much every fucking thing down in...
Harrington.
Green Harpoon? à part mettre une autre business.
Jusqu'à temps qu'on se dise que c'est une association, faut que tu bâtisses ta maison avec une façade en pierre, de tel genre de pierre, avec une façade en
They use legislation to try and fool you into believing that no, the property is actually yours and blah 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 blah.
But
so
that's about all these laws.
Exactly.
And
you don't do this, you're going to be fined that. You don't do that, you're going to get fined that. Yeah. Your neighbor doesn't like you doing that, you're going to get fined this and blah blah blah. So we just decided, okay, fuck this shit, man. We're not signing up with this.
Yeah,
and
okay, well, you didn't lose it then.
Oh, that's
no,
the first
that's
plan.
The first.
Okay.
The other one, the 96 acres, came a year after that. So we kept on hunting for land.
2 years.
We for 2 years.
High and wide about, mettons, ici au nord, sur une Harrington, tu vas jusqu'à, mettons,
ça fait
la
temps,
chute. Ben, ça fait, on a cherché pendant 2 ans de trouver un terrain. On a fait un
ça
heure.
Ça fait 2 ans de ça?
Ben, le 96 autres, on l'a eu pendant un an et demi. On vient de le perdre l'automne passé.
You're looking
Pourquoi
for a specific one?
Ah, because we did the stupid thing of trusting a buddy and we put it under his name till his dad came into the play, threatened him with this, that, that, and we ended up getting kicked out and we lost like a shitload of time and a shitload of money.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, so yeah, that's a few years ago. But yeah, we had this concept of, I'm tired of society, the way it's functioning. I'm tired of destroying nature. I want my peace and quiet to be able to do my thing. But unfortunately, I don't have $100,000 in my pocket, nor does she, nor does he, nor does he.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. You have a bit of money. You have a bit of money. We pretty much have the same goal together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put our money together.
Let's
associate together.
We all have the kind of same ideas on life and building sustainable eco kind of housings and community gardens, helping each other out.
I'm tired of eating crap from the grocery store that's been genetically modified and things got.
We all agree here, right?
We don't have to elaborate on that. We all agree for that.
Wow, that's it. I'm going to be doing the farm now. You know.
You've got 200.
Yeah.
We need to talk.
Oh, we are, Tom.
I've been feeling it since the beginning. You're not saying a word, but you're like, I'm listening.
Well, I'm speaking on my behalf. I'm also speaking a little bit on it on his behalf.
So basically,
if I'm gonna do farming for 20 people, it would be better on his land than trying to do it up there.
Yeah.
Although I have a lot to do down the castle.
Basically, what happened, there was me, her, Emmanuel, Christiane, Dominique Charlebois, his brother, and Mike, his other brother that was accepted by default because he's a brother. So then, he's really on the side of rah-rah-rah.
The mix is a bit
Mike,
c'est
vu par
l'association.
What?
Je
ne
le connais pas.
Je ne le connais pas. I'm not ditching the guy. I hate ditching people, but he put himself in his own position, but whatever.
Ben, c'est ça. Mike faisait pas partie du terrain, mais à cause que c'est le frère, Manu...
Il y avait d'argent.
Non,
c'est juste un frère. Manu, il a insisté, ben non, c'est mon frère, je peux pas l'inclure, il faut qu'il en fasse partie. Là, on était comme, ben, Mike, tu sais, c'est un drôle de gars des fois, il est pas super stressable, ben bon, c'est un frère, ok, fine, on l'embarque.
So,
puis un autre ami qui embarque.
Yeah, that guy was okay, and he had a bit of money, cash money.
Invest.
Let's not talk about the sources of his money, but,
yeah.
He did businesses in his own way, very successful at it. But he has a heart and head like we do.
No,
we wanted to do the whole allodial thing on it. once we did find land.
Okay.
And so we just kept on hunting. Took 2 years to find the right land because we had criteria of we need this, we need that, 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 we need that. My list of a land to find, that was our duty, was this high. And it was quite hard to find a land that had like 98% of what we wanted.
Quel genre de bois, quel genre d'arbre, on voulait de l'eau, on voulait être loin, on voulait ci, on voulait pas ça, on voulait ça. Toute la gang, on a commis nos wants and needs ensemble.
What kind of title?
Right.
That we have to have a real deed as well, like the royal crown, crown, landowners association, who knows? Landowners Association. Anyway,
I really have to look that.
Yeah, you have to check it out because they're talking about, you know, this a deed in the, you know, queen times, you know, something based.
I can't elaborate because I have no idea. Write that on a piece of paper before I leave. I'll do research on that and I'll get back to you.
It's in the book. So.
So. We had a bit of money.
May I let you continue?
Yes, you may, by all means. I like this guy. So we had a bit of money, and we figured that, okay, maybe we could get a loan and pay for the land. So that would be easy between five or six people, to pay off, let's say, $80,000 loan pretty fast. So that's what we had in our head. Our friend from Montreal, I'm just going to say his name, just going to be easier to refer to, Dave, he had 30 grand of cash.
The land was 80,000 for 96 acres.
Yeah.
The market sank out.
Then the father of the three brothers said, hey, I want to do a good deed. Here's 50 grand for the shares of my three boys. So basically 15 grand each. Perfect. Shit, we don't have to borrow money anymore.
We buy land and we start debt free.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a step like forward. So how the hell can you sit on that? You take that and you're grateful for it.
Yeah.
She ended up having to go to the bank to get a $50,000 loan because it took the guy fucking a month and a half to actually cough up the money. But he ended up doing it. The land
so
we got.
Didn't get the loan.
I took a loan out for like a couple of weeks. I took a $50,000 loan, and then basically their dad gave me a check, and I paid my loan off.
Right, he's of the type old mentality. I'm gonna take my time and blah blah blah. And there were like three people very interested in that land, and it was a couple of day things between either we're getting it or we're losing it to somebody else that wants to destroy it. In Coupe de Bois, remove all the nice trees, and then resell it for the same price, because that's basically what's been happening in the woods lately. Well, lately for a while. But anyway, we all have that in our heads of what we want to do with the land. And then we started hitting some bumps on the road, because Mike wanted to pretty much destroy everything and fracture everything and destroy this to build that and let's do bonfires with plastic and anyways, we had to school the guy like a fucking 2-year-old kid. Nothing got through his head. He was scene after scene after scene. And after scene.
Who's that? The father?
No,
that's the oldest brother. The big starter.
He was in there for the money. Nothing else.
He was in there thinking,
for the project to fund.
He had his in his mind, we got land, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
We can do what we want, when we want.
Destroy nature, kill trees, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Just as an example, I picked a fight with the guy for a month straight for him not to destroy a beaver dam that did not need to be removed. Okay?
Yeah. I only want him.
He wanted to grow, have an underground grow operation on there?
I could be there. I could be convinced.
I agree. But as long as it's on legislation, you can get in shit for that.
Yeah.
As soon as you get a melodial title, that doesn't apply to you no more. Because that's an act. It's legislation. But anyways.
To me, it all seems like theory right now.
Yeah. I'm just talking like
this.
And he wanted to grow opium, and then he started want to bring a 60-foot trailer and hide stolen cars in there and the whole shebang. And the dad, And the dad is really of the old type mentality and pretty much in the same vibe that the oldest son is.
Yeah, well, it's the son.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting in a couple of fights. I got in a couple of fights with the old man. Because he wanted to
be. But he looked like such a skinny little wimp.
You want to try me?
I don't know, I'll let him try it.
I got in fights with the old man, too.
I got 5 bucks on
so.
How's that?
I don't know.
Come on.
Make love, not war, man.
Yes, I do, man.
Make love, not war.
Whether you beat my ass or I beat yours, do you really give a shit?
I mean, there's someone, if we fight amongst ourselves, that entertains them. But if we are fighting on the same side, brothers, I will tell you, I'll got your back if we're in a fight.
Exactly.
Yeah, defending each other.
I won't fight, how's that? I'm not going to fight him single-handedly, but I will take on the 30 fucking person army in front of me alone before I fight with him. Why? Because they chose to come to me.
Okay.
But anyway,
so
you were
getting screwed, you didn't have ODA.
There was the process of...
So you were in a legal contract by the way?
What happened is, since we did
this
not...
This was my corporate ass learned.
Since...
Never go in an association. Because that's like getting married.
Well, yeah,
so
we didn't...
Says,
we didn't
you know, I got married,
on
don't
paper.
Get married. If you're going to get married, go off in the woods.
See, one of our fumbles is we did not associate under contract. We should have, and if we would have, we never would have gotten screwed.
We had a kind of society, if you will, document created with the rules.
That's why I think the whole idea of alloadiating and going your own way is all fucking wrong.
No, we didn't even start.
May I? Okay, you had your eye. I'll have my eye. Okay? You know, it's like saying, okay, let's go back, and I've had this argument with people, that's the old guy's response. Oh, you want us to go back in the 1500s, you know, with no electricity, and no this, and no that, etc.
All my electricity
the
is
legal contract,
the right way.
Whether under common law or whatever, it's evolved. Okay,
yep.
Common law is old style, really. It's trying to say, okay, I make a contract with you and you. And that's it. But that doesn't work, because when there's a third guy who wants in the contract, and you start to influence both, whatever contract we have, it starts changing over time. It doesn't really matter, right? So, on a one-to-one level, the evolution of one-on-one contract made it to controlling the earth, because that's what corporations are.
That's
what contracts between individuals. Well, you're not trying to get off. You're trying to reinvent. Saying, well, you went the wrong way 1,500 years ago. I think we can do better. You know, we'll start from 1,500. But, you know, like, in true honesty, Bonnie says, okay, well, human has a good heart. She believes in humans. I don't. You know, like, I think we're just beasts. And there is no proof.
My inner sense disagrees, but
yes,
a good part of me agrees.
But if you look at the whole planet, you have to agree, or else you're being a hypocrite.
I want to believe, but I got through the opposite all my life. So for me,
too much cool. I realize the contract has evolved into a legal contract, and in construction you got 3, 4, 5 types of contracts.
Yeah, dessert?
And blah, blah, blah. But the ultimate contract, what is the ruling animal on Earth right now? It's the corporation. Why? Because it's so efficient. You don't have to restart thinking about the wheel. It's got it all resolved. There is only one problem with the corporation. is that there's a human, undemocratic, greedy, whatever side to it, money, whatever, all the wrong side, you know, the corruption, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You
oh,
can
yeah.
take it from the corporation, move it to the religious side, any fucking side you want. Move it to the socialist side. It's always the same fucking problem.
Unless
power.
You move it to the, yeah. Unless
it's
you move
individual
it to the
gain power. You know, like where I can get a lot of power. I've been talking about collaboration for the last 15 years before I even know the word collaboration. And it's a word that even the free men don't understand. They just want out of whatever. And the best thing about society is because it's very intelligent, it says, okay, well, create a sort of collaboration ideology for a dream that we believe that in their hearts they want, because that's what we want in our hearts. And then they link a whole bunch of systems, and all we do is try to get to that they're selling, to that that works really well, paying a bunch of people in between. That's all it is. It's really, really fucking simple. It works. You gotta stop complaining about society, really, because you gotta admire the fucking thing. That's the evolution of humans.
I admire it for its flawlessness, but the problem is, society's not in control of society. A few select
exactly,
rules
exactly.
Society.
But why is that? Why is that?
Society
because
has
me
been,
and
has
you and him
himself.
Allow it that.
Exactly, but
exactly.
Until we're only us, we're not going to be able to do anything unless we step aside of the box and hope the box fixes it. So, like, you know,
yeah,
I want to take the sovereign approach.
You don't have to take the box out.
If and when society changes and it actually acts like fucking adults and stop acting like kids, then, yeah, maybe
but
I'll
that's the wrong argument. That's the wrong argument. If you expect society to change,
it won't.
Society is you, right? If you keep spending your life saying, oh, society is not correct, then I would do it that way, right?
Right now.
So the way I created society is not about complaining about how it's not working. It says, for me, it was an analysis of how it should work for me.
I think what Jacques
said. And because
saying.
I'm very ideal about myself, I believe that if it works for me, it will work for you. And it will work for her and him, because my interest is being able to do a work I'm good at doing, that I like doing. Not just the work that I've been taught to do really well.
But that's the dream that people have been trying to fight for the past,
yeah.
And I don't know how many thousand
and
years.
And you know where I got the inspiration to actually build it? From society itself. It's not a chain. We don't have to reinvent it.
We just
have to use it and make a commitment between ourselves. We're going to use it for the common good.
And what is the
common good? It's not a human good. That's where we're wrong. We believe it's a human good. We believe in human nature, you know? That's where we're flawed. Because we are not fucking human.
I fully agree.
We're a bunch of fucking bacteria,
now,
viruses, and
oh, yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
we need to be protected from life, though.
We are.
We're alive.
Right now, my
problem. Oh, pancakes?
And brownies.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Wait.
Don't have any
green brownies? Okay.
I had heart problems a couple of years ago.
That's a reaction. You gotta worry in the future.
I have to ask. Because I love brownies. I'll eat a lot. Oh, Jesus.
You guys have been talking
somebody
about
brownies.
Don't
there drugs in there? No. I'll bring on the brownies. I'm not sure. I've had too much brownie that was sick on it.
You look at you really strange.
Really?
Yeah.
What brownies did you
have? Yeah.
Back
yeah.
to what you were saying. I fully agree 99% of what you're saying.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
But
because I'm not saying
can
it.
I have maple syrup too?
Right now?
Can I have maple syrup too?
Oh, yeah.
Please?
Right now?
Oh, here, yeah.
The law
yeah,
I
yeah,
see
thanks.
A lot is that our humanhood
oh, I see what you're saying.
And
oh.
our the part of good nature that we
hey.
Have
yeah.
right now,
the
whole society
excellent.
Is owned by power-hungry, frenzy people.
It's not owned, okay?
It is.
Ownership is a word invented by human beings. It doesn't exist. Ownership does not exist. You can put common law front Okay, because that's where the Freeman stop. Common law, common law, common law. That's still a human fucking law. Nature law has nothing to do with common law. It's like, fuck you, try to abide by a contract with a fucking, you know, like that contract didn't last very long between you and that ant. Mm. You know, you just decided, oh, it shouldn't be there. We haven't killed an ant here since we arrived here. You're the first guy to do it.
I didn't actually manage to kill it.
Well, you did, I'm sorry, Squish, I can still pick it up.
I
mean,
I didn't.
I mean, it doesn't.
Oh,
I broomed the fuck out of him.
Oh.
No, but it's for argument. It's not for guilt sake. It's for argument's sake, right? Okay, but first of all, we're 10,000 years behind knowledge, okay? We've been dumbed down to 10,000 years. Whatever the evolvement of living in society, right? So, as soon as we say, oh, I'm going to like this guy, because in reality, we have no relationship. We're competing. We're competitors. You know, in true nature, I should kill you. There's no reason in true nature why I should kill you, because you want the same food that I want, and the same thing with him. So there is a societal agreement, right? That works in nature too. There's natural, there's common law, but there's natural law. Mm. I like natural law much better than common law, because common law puts human activity before nature.
But right now, the whole planet is led by legislation.
Yeah, but who gives a fucking shit? It's just
the multi-billion dollar corporation that owns everything.
You. You know, by you saying they exist, you allow them to exist. If we all fucking ignore the fucking piece of fish paper that they pay us to cut, send us, and we just say, fuck you guys, there will not even be a war, because we're it. You know, that they're less than 1%. They're not even... One thing I learned in life is more attention you give to the guy that annoys you, the more present he is in your life. So if a guy annoys you, you just fucking ignore the shit out of him and he doesn't exist.
True. But right now, everybody that owns all of our houses, all of our cars, don't think like that. They are power-hungry fiends.
But they're all wrong.
They are all wrong.
Yes.
They're all worth gazillions of dollars. What the fuck are you going to do with them?
You can eat the fucking dollars. I got bigger plans, man. I want to use their money and build a fucking eco museum of the belles de...
Dude, you've been complaining that you don't have much money.
Belles de chaux, parce que ça n'a pas d'allure. The reason the money was invented, it was part of the evolution, and the only thing wrong with it is trusting humans to control. That's what's wrong, you know? As soon as you say, I want to control this. That's what I did. With simplicity, I was trying to enforce it on people to understand and saying, oh, this is good, you know? But you can't do that. You gotta learn it by the... It's gotta evolve in their mind, you know? The problem we have is that evolution, some guy really early on said, hey, wow, okay, let's grab it.
Yeah.
You know? And it'd be the same 1%.
Because right now the whole freaking planet is owned by 10 families.
But that's happened for hundreds. Like, we're the
same
guy.
So why the hell would you want to contribute to make it happen for another 1,000 years? We can put a halt to this.
I'll tell you.
But we gotta start somewhere.
The only thing you have to realize is quantum physics. They explain it. It's not even spirituality and quantum physics, sort of. You know, there's religion and there's science. It's the same side. Then there's quantum physics, quantum science. Okay, it's not even a science anymore, because that the science is saying we don't know any fucking. We don't know what the fuck's going on. You know. And what's the other side? Society? Knowledge?
Oh, yeah, body and mind,
Body and mind. They're both on the same level. And they both realize right now the only thing that allows them to exist is love. You know, that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're all here on the fucking planet out of love. Because if love didn't exist, life didn't exist.
Just so you can know me a little bit better. Along with Eric? Hey?
Bunny's with me for 5 years now, she's still worried to learn a little bit more about me.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The other one though, she told me that after 2 years ago.
Just so you know a little bit about me, a little bit more. I'll just give a rough 101. I love etheric. I'm all about the etheric. Etherical, but all about ethics. Thank you. Yes. I don't know.
Ethics.
Thought about it, but yeah. Ethics.
I guess etheric. Efficacies.
I do believe in
the
universe.
Plural.
I like to understand the universe.
Etheric. Okay.
I love science. I love physics. I love quantum physics. I've had my hand in a lot of things in my life, both ethics, etherics, and business related. I've owned a business for 6 years. I pushed it away because it was driving my body sick. Mm-hmm. I know a lot about law. I played the game. I played the society game.
How old are you?
I was smarter. I was smart with it.
How old are you?
29? 30. 29? 30. Oh, 30. Yeah, I'm not even
counting
anymore. I'm 30.
Hey, man. Wise man.
No, I decided to have fun.
Dirty old man.
I said, okay, at one point I realized, I made a, for me, all you said applies to me. I will add a little bit more. At 18...
I just want to say, when you talk business aspect, I know everything.
You did more than me. When it came to business, to me, it was like, can you be a seller? Right? Because that's what it means to do business. And you sell yourself. And you sell what you're doing. And you sell.
No, man.
And you're selling it for money. And the way society works, it says, well, if you're going to sell something, you can't speak with the heart. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't collide. You know? So the heart's been. That was my last email. Is the heart's been made taboo. You know? There is no business partner that actually will say, hey, I love you.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah. I love your money and the money
you
can
do, but we're off that track, you know? But that's the reality. There is no love. There's money. And work.
This was a great idea.
Comment l'école, là, en économie, là, en politique agricole, je ne peux pas avoir des bonnes notes parce que je ne peux pas répondre à la question. Parce que la question demandait une réponse. Il ne faisait pas de sens. Mais c'est ça la vérité. Mais je ne peux pas répondre à cette réponse-là parce que je sais que ça ne fait pas de sens.
Non, you couldn't.
Moi, éthiquement, je ne peux pas répondre à la question comme quelqu'un voulait la réponse parce que ça ne faisait pas de sens. Fait que là, moi, je chialais contre le fait que ça ne faisait pas de sens. Fait que je pensais tout le temps juste subventer. Fait que 62%,
mais
c'est comme
ça. L'éducation est basée comme ça, mon amour.
How often did you actually see me in school when I was in school? Not a lot. I started learning when I
came to school. Fait que faut que je sache te poser une question qui va donner ma réponse. Pas la tienne. Mais tu sais, la tienne, c'est plus facile. 1 plus 1, ça égale 2. J'ai la réponse d'avance. Tu peux comprendre, on comprend. 1 plus 1, ça fait 2. Mais dans la grammaire, mettre un S, mettre un E, etc.
En
économie,
ils ont mis des chiffres contrôlés.
That's the worst thing about science.
Ils ont mis la science à l'économie. Ils ont mis des chiffres calculables sur le comportement humain.
Science is, we just document.
Science is like religion.
C'est pourri en masse, puis il est vendu pour peu, parce que j'avais rien à baser
de l'université. The only thing is what we rely on, and I'm not a university, so I know...
It will all tell you science resisted everybody. You had to really prove them wrong.
Yeah.
To beyond the bounds. It was not trying to be wrong, like religion was.
Why?
The thing is actually, if as peer review, if you say, okay, I proved that there's gravity on Earth, people who publish articles proving you wrong boost their credit and like these spaces you. So there's a peer review process with science.
Plus, there's a business.
And then there's the business thing, which and the thing is
the
business
away. I know.
Yeah.
Have you? I know it's pretty basic in 101. What's the bleep? Do you know?
Yeah. Do you know TED.com? TED.com.
Oh, that's powerful, yeah.
You can spend the next year just watching ingenious ideas to life, you know.
You know the guy called David
Wilkins? I don't remember. David Wilkins.
You should hear a couple of his presentations. Pretty good, the guy.
Yeah? What's he do?
Mostly all about hysterics.
Okay.
Universal talk, quantum physics. A lot about sacred geometry, a little bit about secret society, control of the planet, and what's coming or might be coming in the future.
Mm. Not David Wilkinson?
Wilcox.
Wilcox. David.
Will and Wilcox.
Okay. Oh, Kanoi. David Wilcox. YouTube.
Yes.
Okay. Man, YouTube's good. It's great. Is Google, who controls Google, anyway?
God, one of the elites, I have no idea who.
Okay, because YouTube's great. I've hoped, you know, there's a lot of information there, right?
Yeah. Well, I found a lot of info through YouTube. Yeah. A lot of good connections, too. Man, yeah, when he comes back down, we'll finish our little land story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, allodial property, what about properties that might have mortgages, liens?
Second, that you have allodial title, you can get an allodial title even if you have, if there's liens and still debt on the property. And if you do get the allodial...
Hey, ask Rob a question.
You can ask him himself, he can kiss my ass for all I care.
Does Beaver respect allodial titles? Does a bear really care about your piece of paper?
No, but you holding an allodial title will give him that freedom. The corporation will just smack it out of its way to build
whatever they want. Yeah, but see, the reason why I can always have an argument with you, because you have an argument from a human standpoint of view. I'll have an argument from a nature point of view.
No, I think that's...
You're dealing with 7 billion humans.
Wait, I think...
I got a water source.
The thing is I think there's two things. We have to, see, as humans...
And that's a secret, okay?
As humans, we...
Okay, I got that, and I know how to... And you don't have that.
Wait.
No,
I was actually wanting to have you finish what you were going to say, because I was... that's why I stopped talking. But anyways, okay. I'll quickly say what I was going to say, and then I want to hear what you're going to say. So, I just wanted to say, humans, okay, what Eric is saying, humans have to make peace with humans, and then what you're saying is humans have to make peace with nature. Both should be happening at the same time. So, one is coming from that angle. No, but you can kind of...
define what humans are. A wolf don't say...
No, that's
humans.
It.
Humans, they say danger.
No, but humans...
Everybody on the fucking planet says danger. We're all fucking dangerous to everybody. Even to ourselves, we're fucking dangerous. So, yes, I agree.
But that's it. That's the other angle, is our relationship with the universe.
Yeah.
Poor, so that has to be fixed, too.
But once you understand your relationship with the universe, you can argue with anybody on the fucking planet. And I want that argument. I've been asking for it for the last 50 years.
Face the guys.
I'm about to have it, you know.
I'll take a bullet for a wolf tomorrow morning, defending it from a corporation. But the corporation will happily shoot me to get to the wolf to get on his land to do whatever fucking Walmart they want.
But they made a mistake. Okay, the guys in power, they're not the fucking problem.
They are.
No. They're not the problem.
Okay, no, you're right. The ones that have... that left themselves being led by those fuckers. Yeah,
and that's me and you.
Yeah.
You know, we're far behind. I'm a guy who says, okay, I know I'm getting... how can I say? I saw Star Wars, and I was like, what? I was... I don't know. The first Star Wars, you know, the boy, it looks like yours. It, to me, it didn't even seem like it should be reality, and it's supposed to be science fiction. Somebody had to explain to me that it wasn't real. I said, well, I know it's not real. It should be... You know, because we've been in the future, we've been in the past, we're all, it's really weird when you apply quantum mechanics, or quantum thought, because it is quantum thought.
Yeah, it is.
Quantum mechanics, all the science from quantum says, well, it has to be a thought that controls all that, or several thoughts.
Some thought that will come to me, that will see, and blah, 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 blah.
Unfortunately, I denied God. And it taught me that, yeah, I had no say in the fucking day anyway.
Just give me a second. He was asking me something before you came back down. Like I was saying, Yeah. If you do have an allodial title on a property, even if there is a lien on it or a loan on it, and it still hasn't been paid off or whatever the situation might be, with an allodial title, any legal authority does not have authority to go take it. And you can mend and defend that with all you want. You can appoint peace officers, because they are peace officers first, and law enforcement second, they have to abide to their own oath. You appoint the peace officer as protector of that land, and the peace officer will come to your property and defend your property from the corporate entity that's trying to take it back. And they will.
You can so say a police officer as a peace officer.
But who qualifies
they have,
peace
officers? They have two duties. Under their oath, they are peace officer first, and a law enforcement officer second. Statute, bylaw, act, everything that's legislation, that's their second duty. But their first duty is as a peace officer, to stop anything that will not end in peace. Any conflict, they will attend to that first. If you have an allodial title, let's say, on your property, and you know that you own fucking, you owe, I don't know, how much to the bank, and you know that the bank is yay close of going to try and repossess your land, well, they don't have a title to that land no more. You have the allodial title to that land. So you can't appoint a peace officer to defend that land against any corporation that's trying to take it back. If you have an allodial title on your property, let's say you know I'm ready to jump on the front line and defend you as a friend, defend the land that you have, you as an allodial title holder, you can appoint me as a peace officer to defend that land. You can appoint him. And hurt to be
peace officers. Who defines a peace officer? That was the one question I had.
Superior court.
Yes.
Superior court. No. No. They abided to an oath. Oh, it's first released by...
So how do you claim yourself a peace officer? Because he said Rob said...
You post it in the town, or you shout it in town square, an ad?
Public notice.
An ad in the newspaper?
Public notice.
Okay.
You can even, let's say you got an allodial to your land, you want to appoint me as peace officer. I'm going to take that claim, I'm going to claim myself as being a peace officer for your whatever acres that you have.
That should be the first step.
Yeah.
Whatever step you do, first claim yourself as a peace officer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Then you can go a little easier. So at least you say that yourself, the trouble of being attacked and not be defined as a peace officer.
One
will not attack, it's just a legal strategy.
Once that you invited me as being a peace officer, and I have accepted being a peace officer for you, I can craft my own document, go to the notary public, and actually have ID that proves me as being a peace officer.
How do I become a peace officer?
Yeah, if
you'd be a sovereign, completely sovereign, his term free man, okay, you can appoint yourself.
My term free man, not my term free man.
Well, the term you've been using a lot, free man. I like sovereign better.
Can another, so if I find a freeman, they can make me elect me as a peace officer?
Yeah, but you can appoint yourself. You can claim status of peace officer yourself.
Okay.
Let's say you are a sovereign, you have been separated for your person.
You
don't have to get rid of your person.
You
don't need to get rid of your
person. First question
person.
I was asked when I talked to the freeman, says, what's worse than template?
Your entity, you can claim the right to be
You can claim the right, but who wants to really worry about how do I claim my fucking right? Can I just fucking have a template and change the word, like go on that fucking internet, go call, say, this is my claim of right, and then I try to
answer that.
Yeah.
anything that is put on those documents, if you do not understand them, they have no meaning and they're just words tossed in the air. Let's say,
let's say,
you have a claim of right put, and let's say, okay, you have a claim of right, and I wrote it for you.
Okay, I'll take a time out, you know, not for argument's sake, okay, but I can understand you, but anybody else can't.
That doesn't matter if anybody
Nah, I'm not saying them. I'm saying people who already don't understand what you're talking about will not understand what you're talking about.
The superior court will understand.
Yes, the problem is that if you want the pre-med thing to go through, you have to be able to explain it to the layman.
Oh, right.
For myself, it's coming through, I understand, but the layman, her dad, will not do it by himself. No way.
No, he won't.
So what's the simplest way I claim myself to be my own man? I think that's what should be claim number one. Claim yourself to be your own man.
Yeah, perfect.
Man of death. What would there could be?
If your claim of right is just that, then you're sure you're not going to get screwed. But let's say I write you a claim of right. I'm going to use some fucking lingo. I'm going to use tactics and ways that there is no way in the hell that it can turn around and actually do something, because every time they're going to look for an answer, they'll be like, okay,
but
he got that covered.
For you, then it should be good for me.
No, because
so
you don't understand
one?
It.
Where's
you don't understand it. If you can't stand under what
who's
going to
prove it, I don't understand.
It's the correct...
Well, then you should have to teach classes. It costs you $200 to learn what it means.
Well,
your fucking big piece of paper.
Or...
packages of the notice of understanding of the grade as examples, but he also
but
does
they're pretty basic.
To understand everything that
seminars would be good, but maybe free ones. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Because what do we need? We don't need land. We got land.
Yeah,
we
very
need
low.
Labor.
I don't know if that's our priority.
Seminars free. I agree.
In a way, but in another way,
I don't. Because free, yeah. For sure, but there's still paper
but
that needs to be paid for.
But you get bad and you drank and the paper was done by somebody else, all you do is your seminar.
Okay.
Would you do it?
Maybe
that's
a
how
couple
we
of
were.
Freebies. Maybe a couple of freebies.
I don't do BGs.
So you know, you did not spend X number of many, many hours learning the material. I did.
Yeah, but we got other trade-offs.
That's perfect.
You don't have land.
Oh, exactly.
So I got land. He's got land.
The key is what I'm
if you
want to
go a garden, I will say talk to Stella. He's got the land board. If you want, you know, tire shoes and stuff on your land,
I'd love to grow a garden and be happy to furnish labor in exchange.
Okay.
Exactly.
For me,
I will say, well, you can't grow a fucking garden on my land. I'm trying to tell you got to build an earthship and have a fucking atrium because the wild is fucking wild. That's what it's called.
Should revolutionize that the barn, though, is eating wild plants. Anyways, we're gonna start building a diet where people eat natural occurring. Yeah. Yeah. So.
That mushroom tree, that magic tree.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still not compost.
The stump's still there.
Yeah. Well, the tree's still there.
Most of it. I think we might have cut most of the branches for firewood.
The branches, but.
I think the trunk is still in there.
Yeah.
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 There's a lot of...
on fire, Bill Morell?
No, he's on fire, man. He needs a structural piece right over the pool. He set it there and it holds all the barns up. For me, I'll do that if I can do that.
Yeah,
if you'll let me say, so I can actually answer a bit of part of what you're...
And by the way, I've got the technology to revolutionize the whole fucking thing.
Perfect. That'll be another discussion.
Yeah.
That was a lot of my own I'd be willing to share.
Well, mine is done. it's got to be pushed, you know, it's got to be, you know, adjusted, but I went to say, okay, right, fuck you technology bullshit, I'm going to get it, and I went, clink, and I got it, hey, wow, and I'm like, now I've got to do something with it, I'm like, oh, I just want to go in the woods.
But I have it, okay? You pay me to do, I'll use the word pay or exchange or whatever. You pay me to do you a little, all the paperwork for
you. I'll do
little
you
deal
if you do me, right?
Yeah, exactly. We got that, yeah, as an understanding.
Yeah.
Sadly enough, there are laws and rules and common law that states that you need to understand everything that you put under contract or under notice. So if down the line,
and that's your question, I say that's your department.
Yeah, that's the thing though.
Exactly.
That's the problem though.
You represent,
if down the line, I represent you. But if down the line, that sucks.
Good thing they're Indian ones.
Yeah, they're not 10 bucks
yeah,
a pound. But yeah, let's say on any of the documents that I have crafted for you as your representative, you are the allodial cider, you're the title owner. If you get questions on any of the info and notices and claims that I put on documents,
so you
for
have to
you,
make it simple.
You have to know the answers, so don't just go on bullshit society, justice, machine, you have to, because if you don't make it simple, you can't, let me answer that, I'll tell you why, because they get stuck in legal jargon that nobody fucking understands, so they're stuck with the solution
that they can't even give people because people don't want to fucking understand. That's why the corporation is much better. I sell a share to you.
If you want
a share to you, right? Okay? It has no value. I can just write a piece of paper tomorrow and it says this, right?
I'd never buy a share.
You don't have to buy it. I can give it to you, right? But the legal way, okay, the evolution of the legal common law debate is the corporation. They've got it all covered. You don't have to look further and come back 500 years. The corporation, if you do a social democratic communist corporation, right, whatever, right, it means there's a whole system that's there that you have a take into, but they don't have a look in your personal life because that's why it exists. Because
they will,
dude,
the second
it's
that,
like the anti-big
the second
brother.
That you don't abide by the corporation standard, they will fucking put it.
No, no, it's not the corporation. It's the guy behind the corporation. Stop looking at
the guy that owns the
corporation. A
corporation
doesn't
exist. Somebody's going to stick a fucking stick in your wheel.
But somebody can kill you tomorrow as you're walking down the street, all right? So let's not freak out about, you know, whatever's out there and whatever's out there. Evolution-wise. Okay, I believe the Freeman, the way it says, they're 500 years down the road. What's the best thing right now? What's you know, evolution-wise, who's now at the top of the food chain? Humans are, right? And who's on top of humans? Corporations. So they must be doing something right.
Yeah.
Why is it not working out? Because there's a few stupid guys behind. But it's just a few stupid guys behind.
But those few stupid guys own the whole fucking world.
Yes, but that's
they got
because
all
we allow them to
they
own it. They don't own it.
They got everything in
their
pocket.
Yes, but that's just a law argument. It's not a nature argument. If we all become humans, we decide for one day to all become
the Supreme Court.
That's one of the mechanic arguments. Stop the legal thing. You're right. I cannot argue with you on the legal thing. Okay, let's go on the quantum thought.
Perfect. Go.
Right? Okay? So, for one day, right, we know that it's 1% of the world population in control. 1%. For one day, we decide as human beings to get rid of that 1%. There is no fucking thing they can do. No way. That's it. You know, quantum mechanics, it can happen. It's got to happen. We don't even have to provoke it.
Sooner or later, it's going
to
happen.
It's already happening. It's an imbalance created. So it's being created since it started.
Okay, you want to go quantum? I'll take it a step further. When that may come to happen,
it is happening.
Okay, it is happening. Okay. I agree.
You're eliminated. He's eliminated. We all know it's happening.
Oh, yeah. It
There's
is
nothing
happening.
Much... You know, like, we're
there,
talking
there
about
will,
your dad
It is
was
my
talking,
belief that there will be a breach soon where two worlds will coexist and one will not be aware of the other.
There's millions of worlds that exist.
Two Earths. Two me, two you, two her, two governments, two of the things.
Yeah, but that's just a starting theory. You don't say there's not three. You don't say there's not four.
There's probably 100-something right now.
There's infinite millions of possibilities
so
that you're everywhere at the same
time. It is my belief that there will come a point where the ruling powers will keep on ruling and being the power.
And the Mayan had
it the people that want to step out of that, hysterically, they will. They will create the new earth.
We got to get that word straightened out. Etheric.
From the heart.
I'm mixing it with something
there.
Yeah.
Etheric. It's new for me, so I don't know.
New for you?
Yeah.
New for you?
Yeah.
Well, it's new for me, too.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Okay, then etherics, okay, drop the whole...
Ether, like ether?
Yeah,
ether.
Yeah.
Ether. Oh, okay. Okay.
Ether is esoteric. Yeah, you're talking Jojo Sabo.
Yeah, that's why I would say you love Jojo.
Okay. Etherics would be love, compassion, the universe, quantum physics to its base, vibration.
Okay.
Etherics. Okay, that's cool.
Well, we
yeah, it was very etherical.
Yeah.
Etherist.
You're not very. Are you an anti etherist?
That would be a new word.
Awesome.
Mom, come on. You know, Esther, you can look it up in the dictionary. I'm not, you know, myself, okay, I made a commitment. I made a few commitments. I made one that my heart was telling me to make at that time. I was 18, it was my birthday, they were having a birthday party for me, and all my friends were supposed to be there, and I said to myself, I'm supposed to be there now, I fucked the party up. Something maybe you don't want to do for my 40 years. Anyway, I went in the woods and looked at the sunset and thought all day. Basically, it says, well, what do I like to do? What I like to learn. So I made that commitment, and it was an honest commitment. You know, and I found out throughout the years that there's many things that they want you to learn, but not learn this subject, forget about these. You know, like if you specialize, you know, in biology, architecture, whatever, it's like, oh, just think about this, don't think about this, and that's all. What do you mean? Does it make sense? You know, so I kept learning about the rest. The more I learned about the rest, the more I felt that I was learning something that doesn't, not real.
No.
You know,
exactly.
The promise to learn was because everything that I've been taught didn't make sense to me. I didn't grasp it. I was 18. I said, well,
it
I don't
know. It
looks
real.
They're telling me this
real,
is, yeah.
It
they're,
feel real.
They're telling me religion is real and you work for money and you'll be happy and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, no, I'm sorry. It's like, yeah. I don't know. I always related back to my uncle I spent when I was 6 or 8, and I want to biblic that with, mimic that with my kid. I spent the whole night watching the moon passing by, you know, and then I just connected with nature, and that was it, you know. Everybody
just watched the moon as a father.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then I realized why. It's because everything is saying humans are better than ants. You got a right to kill a fucking ant because it's just annoying. But that's a human law.
Yeah. Not hysterical.
It's not hysterical. You know, and they're there. If you can't be a therapist, we can't be. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
My design is to live in an
etherical.
That's my click and where I fumble with you a bit is I see what you want, I see what you feel. There's no way in hell you're gonna get to that as long as the corporation owns everything you have.
Well, it depends. I think my corporation can own my transactions. Right? Because the free man transaction is not clear. You know, talk battery system, blah, blah, blah. Right now with the corporation, I can have a fucking, I can have a whatever, a thumb, my thumb, I can exchange whatever I want with whatever I want.